This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Mercedes.
I'm JC.
And I'm Jocelyn, and this is the Off the Mic podcast, where we discuss everything that we can't talk about on the air. And sometimes you get free stuff.
Oh, but we can talk about this on the air, so then why are we doing it off the air?
What?
How do we open the Off the Mic podcast?
With you.
We just say hello?
We just open it right now, yeah. There's an official open that plays with bells and whistles, and then you go.
Okay, well, hello. Welcome to the Off the Mic broadcast. I'm producer Jen, and I'm going to be asking a few questions of Mercedes and JC, touching back on some things that I heard over the week that I'm very curious about.
And it's nice because producer Jen, she's, I would say new to the show, but you only been on the show for, what, a couple of months, and there's some things that come up that you're like, wait, I don't know what this is. And you need clarification on things. So this is a good refresher in my mind for a lot of people.
Well, we can go back to some old stuff if you'd like to start
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Because there's this burning question that I've had for since day one, really, for JC. Shazam sister.
Yes.
What is the Shazam sister?
Shazam sister goes back to when I got my muscle car, which would have been 2014, I think it was.
Wow.
So excited to get my muscle car. And I went to get my license plate, to get a new license plate. And I go to online, and the thing that popped up, it was like, it didn't say Shazam. It reminded me of the word Shazam. And I said, and I was talking about it on the air, and I said, I don't think I want Shazam, because when I see Shazam, I think of how you girls greet yourself like, Shazam, sister. And then Mercedes is like, do you think girls actually greet each other by going Shazam, sister?
I've never once in my life greeted a girl by saying Shazam, sister. But then it just became a funny thing that we started saying it in jest, and it stuck.
It stuck, yeah, but that's how it works. I went to get my license plate, and whatever, it was like SH something, reminded me of Shazam, and I'm like, it's a muscle car, I don't want Shazam on it, because you girls always say Shazam, sister, and now it's a nice greeting we have for each other.
Which I wish we could say what your license plate did say, because to me, it's even funnier than Shazam. Every time I see your license plate, I
it could be a greeting,
laughing.
Too. We could make that a greeting,
oh,
too.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
So it's a greeting.
It's a greeting, yeah. Shazam, so, sister is a greeting. It's a vote of confidence. You know, hey, good job, Shazam, sister. Sometimes I'll comment on Mercedes' Instagram post. I'll just give her a nice Shazam, sister. It's a positive vibe, is what it is.
Sometimes he says it after he uses the restroom.
Shazam, sister.
Do you have to point at the person?
You can point, you can high five, you can, you know, it's universal.
You can floss.
It's gender fluid, that term is.
All right, I have another one. This is for Mercedes.
Okay.
You said randomly one day during a show that you like getting blood work.
I did?
Who likes getting blood work? What is that all
did
about?
Did I say that?
You did.
I clearly was lightheaded that day because I don't like
it. Was it in reference to the one blood work place we go to in Summerlin? They all listen to the show and
yes.
They're super friendly.
If I have to get blood work, there's a specific place that I like to go to. It's a LabCorp that we go to. And there's one that when every time I go in, they're listening to Mix 94.1 and it gets me so excited. So I actually look forward to seeing them because I walk in and I've never said like, oh, by the way, I work at Mix 94.1, but I don't know if they figured it out because they're just so nice. And I don't know. That makes me happy. So that's the only reason I would like blood work. I really don't like it. And I've been doing a lot of it lately. It's not fun.
And it's all good now, right?
Oh, everything's great. Yeah. Like, I'm glad I got the blood work done because now I'm better. I have more energy and I'm rambling. So that's how you can tell that I'm feeling better.
I'm glad to know. I was just super curious.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You physically liked the act of getting blood drawn. I thought, I need to ask, why won't you eat blue food?
Because it's unnatural. It's just...
Blueberries are natural. They grow from the ground.
But blueberries are not blue. That's the thing. Blueberries are purple. If you really look at the color, they're purple in color. They're just called blueberries. But you think about every food that is true blue, okay? You've got like blue M&Ms. I think of all the dyes in that. You've got blue frosting on cake. Like really, there's no good blue food. It's just
blueberry
not...
Blueberry cereal is delicious.
Is it really blue?
No, yes.
It is. I wouldn't eat it.
I remember I ate a box of that once. I was, you know, my single days, and just went to town because it's so good. And then I remember going to the restroom, not to get graphic, but I thought there was something wrong with me. Yeah. I thought, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go see the doctor immediately.
It's all that dye. That's why I will not eat blue food. It's disgusting.
So do you only eat natural food?
No, no, because I know there's dye in other food, but for some reason, brown dye doesn't seem as bad as blue dye to me. brown is the color of dirt, so I figure, no big deal.
On the last podcast, we came across a food that I will not mention, like Voldemort, because you were sick just at the name of the food.
Oh, gosh.
Is it that way with blue food? If we brought some blue food in, would you try it?
That's tough. I wouldn't be happy about it, but I wouldn't flip out like I would with, I know what you're thinking, the pumpkin seeds.
That I've never seen a reaction from her. It was, she mentioned it in passing. I told one of the producers, go get some. I think it was Ryan was still here.
Yeah.
And so he went out and got some without her knowing and just walked in with them. And she lost it. And it's not like shtick or like hamming it up.
I was
like,
angry.
Sometimes she'll get angry and I could see it in her eyes of like, hey, I'm angry, but we can go with this. It was the look of, this is going to stop and it's going to stop right now. We have to do it. I'll do it one day so you can see it.
No.
I've never seen a reaction from her before like that ever before.
And never again?
If we bring pumpkin seeds in again.
You've been friends for a long time.
This I've never seen that reaction. It was one, and even when it left, I'm like looking at you for haha, nice try. It was like, don't do that again.
I was like, not cool. Don't ever do that to me ever again. I was very angry.
So why are you talking about doing it again?
I don't know.
Because that's how he is.
That's how I work.
I want to ask some advice from you, Mercedes.
Uh-oh.
We talked last Wednesday, actually, about marriages. And you said that according to science, after 15 years, that can sometimes be a breaking point for a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They discover that they really don't like each other. And that's that marker. And you said at 15 years, it never happened for you. You've always liked and loved, of course, your husband. And you've made it past the 15 years. So what I want to ask is some marriage advice. You know, what is the trick to, you've had a long, loving marriage. What is the trick?
Well, first of all, I don't want to make it sound like it's been like sunshine and rainbows and unicorn farts this whole time. I mean, we've definitely had our ups and downs, but I think the key, and it's so funny you say this because my husband said this to me last night, like we were laughing about his beard shaved off and how he looked like a baby anymore. And I could tell he was getting hurt because he thought I was saying that he didn't look good without the beard. And he goes, do you still think I look attractive? And I go, oh my gosh, this is the guy I fell in love with. Of course. He goes, you know what I love? We just have fun together. He goes, we're always laughing about something. And I think that's it. Like, find someone that you can constantly laugh with and laugh at. And don't be afraid of laughing at yourself. Like, he'll poke fun at me. And at first I'll be like, whatever. But then at the end of the day, I'm like laughing. So I just say, if someone makes you laugh, grab onto them. Don't let them go. And I think you have a similar relationship with your wife.
It is. Yeah, we just, same thing. We're just laughing all the time and just have so much fun together. And just, we get each other's jokes. And I completely accept my wife's flaws and all. And she does the same for me. And there's no secrets. And we can be 100% ourselves around each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly don't want to. You want some intimacy. And, you know, if I'm taking care of some certain business, I don't want her around, you know. But it's just, we're at that point where we're that comfortable with each other. It's just, it's like you see couples that grow, that older couples, old people, they look the same. Like, oh, your husband and wife,
they
look like brother and sister.
Other. Yeah.
Because they grow into each other.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens with couples. You morph into one because you guys, in essence, are one spirit. You're just now finally morphing into that one spirit.
I totally agree. That's why I'm going to shave my beard today, because we got to look like each other, you know?
Now, you're not at the 15 mark yet, right, JC?
We started dating in 2003. We got married in 07. So marriage-wise, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Sure. Okay. Entire relationship-wise? I didn't do the math. You are actually right at that.
We had the 15, I mean, in essence, as together. Yeah, we started together in 2003. I met my wife on the same day that I got the closest to meeting Bono. It was St. Patrick's Day, 2003.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Does she listen to this broadcast?
The podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Not the Off the Mic, so I can speak freely about
that's
her.
Also a key. Don't let them listen to the podcast.
Absolutely. So,
you know what, though, I've discovered, though? She listens to the show, but she's a fan of the show.
Oh, is she?
And she's like, she listens, like, not like she Not like she, because she knows us, obviously, but she listens like she, almost like she doesn't know us. It's like she's made a comment and I'm like, you're a fan. She's like, no, I listen. I'm like, no. She said something about you and something you did. And like, Mercedes was, and I'm like, you are a fan.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's really endearing. I'm like, you listen like you don't know us. You listen as if you're just a fan of the show. And I think it's really sweet. She made a comment on Instagram. I'm like, that's a fan comment. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm a fan.
Well, since you're nearing that 15-year, you're right at that 15-year mark. Do you remember the article that we were talking about last week where they said, you know, at 15 years, that's when you know. So do you know that this is forever now?
Oh, no, I'm dumping her at 15.
My doubts.
She's out the door.
That's cruel.
But see, if my wife did hear that, the fan that she is, she would laugh at that.
She would know.
She would know.
Speaking of cruel, there's two celebrities that you don't like. You talked about that on Wednesday. I had no idea.
Don't ever book Al Roker and Regis Philbin on the show. And if you do, I will have the pumpkin seed reaction.
Oh my gosh. So you have those two that you don't like. Who's a third? Is there a third we can add to that list?
I don't think. I like pretty much everyone except those two people.
Really just
Here's the thing. So Al Roker, Mercedes made a comment once about Al Roker on Twitter, right? We didn't even lead in like tag him or anything.
I didn't at him or anything. This is another reason why I don't like him. He searches for tweets with his name in them, not added, and he responded. And so what my tweet was, I will never be president of the Al Roker fan club. And he wrote back, oh well.
Who has that kind of time?
Here's another thing too about Regis. Mercedes has always had, not, you don't hate the guy, you don't like Regis, you're not a fan of
him. I didn't like the way he treated Kelly. He talks down to her, he was condescending, she would tell a funny story, but like, I just did not like that, you know, it made me mad.
But wasn't there a time where Kelly, or Regis was looking for like a radio co-host?
There was a week that Kelly was on vacation.
There was a week that Kelly was out, so they said, what we're going to do is every day bring in a new female radio person to come on with Regis.
Tell me you went for it.
And we did, but we're putting this tape together, and I remember like kind of, heading the campaign, and just thinking my back of my mind, going, oh my gosh, if she gets this, only if Regis knows her true thoughts about the guys. They're sitting on national TV, you know, having to put up with this stuff.
Well, I didn't get it, and I think it's because word got back to him that I did not like him very much.
Probably better safe than sorry. I'm going to wrap this up with a challenge today.
Okay.
For both of you for anyone listening to the podcast.
What?
It's an easy challenge. You both like healthy food. It involves oranges. We have no allergies or anything, right?
No.
I actually get a rash when I
eat oranges. Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so have you heard of the shower orange? It's called a shower orange.
No.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Sometime in the month of June, report back. Let me know how it went. Everyone listening to the podcast, please do the same thing. Take an ice cold orange from your refrigerator right before you get into the shower. Take it into the shower and eat the orange. Don't cheat with a cutie or a mandarin, a real orange.
Okay.
The idea is you're going to like primally rip this thing open in the shower and eat it. You don't have to worry about the juices going everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And the citrus smell fills your bathroom. It's life-changing.
The shower orange?
I want to find out if it's life-changing for you.
My mouth just started watering just hearing this and like smell. I could smell orange. I feel like I'm on that Soarin' Over California ride because all of a sudden I smell orange. I'm like, this sounds amazing.
It has
Do we have to eat
cold.
It or can we just rip it open?
We eat it as well. Yeah, absolutely enjoy eating it. The juices go. And you can just throw the rinds on the bottom of the shower until you're done and then throw them out when you're done.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing this
today.
Wow,
the Jen Orange
awesome.
Challenge. I love this.
Can we film it?
Yes, and film it, Mercedes. Yeah.
Maybe in a bathing suit.
Your wife is like, I am not a fan of this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.